there anything or any reason that, other than maybe you're just better than them, that, that you look at and say, this is why I had a good game last week, last year?
Well, you know, we the coaches do a great job schematically of just putting us in the right places and knowing what they're going to do. You know, a lot goes in, you know, on third down, third and short, you know, third and medium, third and long. So, you know, I think that's you know, one area that we need to improve this week on is our third down conversions. And that was big for us last year when you look at the Arkansas game, you know, making those crucial plays on the third downs, and even we had a couple fourth downs that we converted on. So I think that's one thing we got to do big this week.
Would you expect to have another big game against Arkansas, or do you think that they're going to maybe roll their coverage toward you, that it maybe open up things for the other guys instead?
I think it's just, you know, me taking advantage of the opportunities that Coach Mazzoni is going to give me. You know, we're clicking as a whole right now as an offense, and, you know, anybody at any moment can have a breakout game. And, you know, right now it's pretty evenly distributed, you know, throughout, you know, the running backs and receivers and when it comes to making big plays. So, you know, whatever opportunities Coach Mazzoni is going to give me, you know, I'm going to do my best to make the most out of it.
What's the first thing you noticed about Trevor when he joined the team, like as a person, not as a player?
His leadership, you know, aspect. You know, he's a great leader, and you know, he's so experienced, and you know, you can see his poise, especially in these big games that we've already played. You know, he's always calm. He never gets down. You know, even when, you know, when we went down 7-0, you know, starting off the Auburn game, he came over to us and said, "Let's go. You know, it's our time to get on the field and make plays." So I think that's the biggest thing that sticks out about him.
Some people might think that it would be difficult to step in like he did and just immediately be welcomed and be the leader. Yeah. What do you think it is about him that makes him be able to do that?
It's just his personality and the way he carries himself. You know, he just has that comfortable aspect about him. You can just feel it in his presence. And, you know, all the guys kind of, you know, welcome him with open arms. And that's just how this team is. You know, we're a family. You know, we welcome in everybody. And from day one, you know, we all kind of hit it off with them.
Y'all have had a lot of young quarterbacks that have had some success. But is it different having someone that's such a veteran? He's way, you know, not way older, but quite a bit older than almost everyone else. Does that change things?
Without a doubt. You know, just from the experience aspect, you know, I kind of hit on, you know, just he's been in so many big games. And he's been around, he's played in a lot of games, and he's seen a lot of stuff. So, you know, to have that experience aspect, it helps out young guys, especially, you know, me coming into my second season. You know, he helps me, and he's helped me develop and reading coverages and timing and, you know, what he's seeing. So it's helped a lot.
Through three games this year, where do you feel like you guys are at relative to where you were through three games last year?
You know, this is a new team. You know, this is a new team, and, you know, it's going to be like that every year. You know, each team has some different about them, and, you know, this team right now is on a good track, and, you know, we're just focused on getting better every week.
Christian, would you, you know, obviously Trevor went here last year, would you ever feel the need to go over to him and remind him the game you had against Arkansas last year?
Oh, no. You know, like I said, it's all through preparation. It's all through, you know, what the defense is going to give us and just taking those opportunities and running with them. You know, we're just excited to get, you know, out this weekend and get this preparation going and just take that next step as an offense.
You say it's about what the defense is going to give you. Do you sense that Auburn was just trying to take you out of the game last week?
You know, I don't think so. You know, I think they played, you know, the defenses that you know, they showed on film, and, you know, what we thought they were going to give us, and, you know, that's where we kind of planned around schematically, and we went out there and executed, and, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why we went out there and got the win.
Somebody might have already asked you this, Christian, but how badly were you wanting to get that kickoff right before halftime on Saturday, and it didn't work out?
You know, I'm not back there on kickoff return, you know, anymore. You know, that's you know, Justin Evans and Speedy. We were kind of just, you know, ready to go into halftime. It was kind of a weird, you know, type of ordeal how that all happened. But, you know, we were glad to get the ball going into half, you know, coming out of the half, and, you know, get that opportunity to go down and score.
Christian, when you take a hit like that, what's going through your mind when you're down and you kept on right on taking it as well?
You know, it's you know, the hits like that they're a part of football, and, you know, I'm actually I'm kind of glad that it didn't get called for targeting or anything like that, because, you know, it's kind of disappointing to see, you know, some of the big hits, you know, that, you know, how football, you know, used to be, and those get targeting, and, you know, people getting kicked out of the game. And it woke me up. You know, that was my first one that I've had, you know, in my college career, and, you know, the way it happens is you see the ball and then all of a sudden you see the ground, and, you know, it happens that fast. And, you know, I just got the wind knocked out of me a little bit. And, you know, my dad always raised me to be tough. And when you get hits like those, you know, it says a lot more about you if you get right back up. And, you know, if you got to head to the sideline or get right in the next play, you know, I just got the wind knocked out of me a little bit. And, you know, it woke me up and got me going. And, you know, I play with a little bit more fire, you know, for the rest of the game, you know, just you know, to keep going and keep playing.